This is your free bonus audio recording for the Make Him Message method. If you're not sure how to get responses to your emails, how to get a guy to notice you, to turn his winks into messages, you need to know the six basic steps that I recommend to get a man to spring into action. Number one, try changing your primary photo to something with you in a red shirt. A professor at the University of Rochester and his colleagues did a study asking heterosexual male undergrads to spend 5 seconds looking at the photo of a young woman and rate her attractiveness on a scale of 1 to 9. All the undergrads saw the same woman wearing the same clothes, but the experimenters randomly changed the color of the thick border around the photo, and they alternated it between white, red, blue, and green. Across the experiments, the results were all the same. The guys who saw the photo bordered in red all rated that woman more attractive. Interestingly, they didn't note that she was more likable, kind, or intelligent, only that she was more attractive and sexually appealing. But most important is that red color caught their eye. So try swapping out your primary photo and see if you notice any difference in the messages coming in your inbox. Number two, make your other photos conversation starters. Rather than putting up 5 photos of yourself looking cute from a slightly downward angle, which does make you look thinner and younger, but doesn't really tell us a whole lot if we're always seeing you from the same angle in the same frame, try some more extreme pictures of you doing something crazy, playing some crazy sport, traveling, making funny faces, wearing something outrageous that shows your self-confidence and uniqueness. The name of the game is getting him to notice you and giving him a reason to write. Number three, shorten your profile. For many of my clients, I even work with them to bullet out the things that they want guys to notice. You have to remember, men have attention spans that are a little shorter than ours. And so we need to show them what's important and get them to focus on the things that you really want them to see. Number four, use a clever subject line. Those that get a lot of messages need to have a reason to stop and read your message. I once heard a story about a good-looking girl who said the best email she ever got was titled Pancakes. It had nothing to do with the email, but it caught her attention. And that's really what it's all about. Giving a guy a reason to see your message in his inbox and be curious enough to click, see your profile, and then inspire him to write. Write an email that demands an answer. Don't be afraid to write to him. And when you do, just write a single comment on his profile with a single question that he'd be compelled to respond to. So here's an example. He said something about loving Italy and traveling to Rome and Venice and Milan. And you've been to Italy too. So you write, I love Italy too. If you could only go back to one place, where would it be, Venice or Rome? So what we're doing here is you're creating a rapport with him. You've picked out something that he said he's passionate about. It turns out you know something about that too. And now you're engaging him in a conversation about a topic that he's already interested in, which would make him compelled to write back to you. Number six. Contact those who are online right now. This is the most underused feature that I see in online dating. People seek out instant gratification on a dating site. So if you're connecting with those who are online when you are and know that you're online as well, you're much more likely to get an instant reply. That's how you can stop your emails and winks from getting lost in cyberspace and make him message. If you want more info, additional programs can be found on my website at DearMrsD.com.